For the thousands of students who don't have valid Wisconsin driver's licenses with their photos on it, this new card will allow them to register and vote under the strict new photo ID law. Administrative Vice Chancellor Daryl Bazell says helping students comply with the new law is worth the $100,000 it will cost the university over the next 5 years.
We push students hard every year to participate in the voting process. And with the recent law change, we want to make sure that there were no additional hurdles that stood in the way of a student exercising their right to the vote. We thought it was really important to step up and to do it in a way that didn't require students to incur additional costs.
Bazell says the university will pay for the new cards by reallocating resources within the budget. The cards have to expire within 2 years of issuance to be considered valid at the polls. That's created problems for universities across the state, which usually issue student IDs valid for 4 or 5 years. Madison's new photo IDs will expire after 2 years and only be valid for voting, but the cards alone won't be enough to allow students to vote. UW-Madison is also providing students an online proof of registration form they can download and use to meet the new law's proof of residence requirement. Some university campuses haven't decided how or whether to help students with the new law. UW-Oshkosh plans to follow Madison's lead and issue a free student voter ID, but UW-Stevens Point decided to launch an education campaign to help students comply with the law on their own. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.